beside the circle. Sends it left circle. Panarin closes it. Put it back in front. Campbell shoots. He scores. Oh, what a play. What a play.
Here come the Hawks. The mighty Hawks.
In case you missed it, we're blatantly plugging Training Camp Festival because we don't want you to miss it. Let me bring Brian Campbell in here. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing really good today. I can't complain. I'm not jumping on a bike and pouring my heart out for physicals with the Blackhawks. So these are the days today that you don't miss these days.
When do you miss it? Do you miss it occasionally? I mean, you're out 2 years now. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do miss it occasionally, but you know what? I felt like I don't have any regrets. I put it all out there, and you know, I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying my time away and learning the game from a different angle, and obviously kids and everything at home, and trying to become a better golfer as well.
Yeah, how'd you play the other day after I saw you?
It was good. I had a really good group, and obviously playing Medina is always a treat for everyone.
No doubt about it. You know, we haven't played all year, so call me and we'll pretend we schedule it and then we'll forget.
Okay, perfect.
And how are your kids?
My kids are great. The baby's 8 months old now, and my two girls, we just got her off to kindergarten this morning.
Wow.
She's doing great. So.
Wow.
Lots of fun. Good summer. So,
hey, Brian, it's really interesting because Coach Q mentioned the fitness tests. You've mentioned Adam Birch yesterday. I think a lot of the fans don't recognize that the first day of training camp is all about these tests. What do you have to go through as a hockey player on the first day or the day before training camp?
Well, it's gotten a lot better. I think back in the day, it was just they used to do skating tests. And so today they'll be doing a VO2. Max VO2, a wind gait test, which is 30 seconds as hard as you can on the bike, and the weight and the pedals just get heavier and heavier as you go. And honestly, that might be the worst one because you feel like vomiting after you've done that, and your legs feel like jelly. They do some jump tests, some pull-ups. So those sorts of things, body fat, nobody likes to get pinched and prodded and all that. So that's the main thing. But guys, now guys come in shape either in great shape or there's like optimal shape. So you're always trying to get to that optimal shape so you're ready for the season.
Is it tougher for the young guys who maybe are going through this for the first time or the older guys who at least, not only are they coming in shape, but they also know what to expect?
Yeah, it helps to know what to expect. I wish in my later years that I had a metabolism like a 22-year-old. So, you know, I think you always got to keep up to these young kids. But I think your first year, you're a little surprised on what's going on. But after that, you feel pretty ready for it. As long as you did the preparation before, that's all that matters to yourself.
The DeBrincat bobblehead they're giving out this weekend, are you collecting the whole set?
Yes, I will be grabbing everything I can possibly get on Saturday. But I'm telling you, what a great event. $5 for a ticket. If I was a kid, I'd be lined up. I might be out there right now waiting to get in general admission to sit on the glass. I think that's, you know, personally, I grew up in a small town. I was a couple hours away from an NHL team. But to be able to do that as a young kid, I'd be bugging my dad all night to head down there and get down there. So what a great event for the Hawks. And for that price, you can't go wrong.
The training and the testing and all the stuff we just talked about they're going through this morning. Do you have any idea what your body fat percentage was when you were playing?
I always kept a little bit of extra on myself, so I was probably right around 10 when I was playing, but I think that's what my body kind of allowed and what I felt comfortable at, I think, as I went along.
I think
so,
the average American is 34.
Well, what are you now, Brian?
34, yeah. You know what? I've actually worked out quite a bit and kept in shape. I enjoy it. It makes me feel better. I'm not as grumpy that way. So I don't think I'm too much further. I've actually lost a little bit of weight since I've played. So I don't think I'm too much too much higher than what I was. But there'll be guys coming in at 6%, 5%, you know, and ready to go. I just felt, for me being a smaller guy, at stamina and everything, I felt better at that. And plus, I couldn't get any skinnier.
Well, and I always feel like having a little extra body fat is a good idea, too. I felt that way most of my life.
When you were down to 5%, wasn't that a...
Well, I was 9. You know, at the time, I was 9 or 10 years old, so... $5 to get in. Training Camp Festival this weekend. Great for kids, great for the whole family. And Soup, he'll probably see you, wave at you, and sign anything you want. So thanks for being on, bud.
Yeah, enjoy. I hope to see lots of fans down there. And, you know, it's fun for the players to be in front of a sold-out crowd like that, too. So come on down and enjoy it.
There you go, Brian Campbell.